Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with your co-host, Brian Tankersley. We have a product we want to talk about that we've used for a good number of years, like it very much, called File This. And there is a variety of that, File This, Fetch. We know the founder. It's all around just a nifty product. But Brian, I know you can describe how this works because you've been a user pretty much since day one.
Yeah, so this is a product I've used for north of 10 years. What it does is it goes out and actually retrieves your documents from websites. Okay, now HubDoc used to do this. HubDoc, however, deprecated that function recently. And so since HubDoc has deprecated it, I thought it was important around the same time we recorded an episode on HubDoc that we also talk about File This, because this is a very big deal. Now, this tool is actually what's used by the Dext Receipt Bank product. They actually retrieve statements with their fetch technology. That's actually what they're using. They have coverage for a wide range of solutions. I happen to use, if you look at this, they have coverage for hundreds of different kinds of accounts. I have used this for my Verizon wireless phone, for my mortgage companies on here, Spectrum and Charter, or my internet, one of my internet service providers are on here. Interestingly, my second internet service provider, TDS, isn't on here. My bank is on here. You know, I also have connections where it goes and downloads all of my stuff from Amazon. So I actually am able to download all those receipts. Banks I use on here, in addition to Regions, are Chase and Bank of America, and American Express and PayPal. And so what I love about this, again, is that it will go download and retrieve all of these items, these documents. It will actually go in and put them in cabinets by folder. So it's great for when you need to, if you got a new account and you need to go get all the statements for it. Instead of even going to the website, the first place I go is to File This, since I already have an account with them. I'll go in and you can just literally put in your credentials and it will go through and download those statements for you. So today I went to the site and I saw that it hadn't downloaded some stuff from one of my bank accounts for a while. And so I just went in and refreshed the credentials and it went and downloaded all those statements for the last year. So now I've got all those statements already gathered. And of course I can work with them there. Randy, what do you have any color commentary on it you want to share?
You know, I appreciate that because first, we were surprised to see the functionality removed from HubDoc.
That had to be something related to privacy regulation, is all I can figure.
Yeah, I was not sure of the reason, but I know when it happened, it was like, oh, that's very sad. Because one of the problems that you as accounting professionals experience with your clients is just getting the client documentation gathered up. And frankly, your clients have the same problem. And you can hear Brian talking about how he's using it to be efficient for himself. But now picture that you can be efficient with every client that you have out there. Now, the number of entities covered is very broad. And when we talked to CEO Brian about this, it was really pretty obvious that he was very adamant about trying to hook as many different platforms into this as he could and has done a good job over time of getting that done. You know, I suspect this is an acquisition target. That's about the only bad news or maybe good news for Brian. But as it turns out, the ability to you know, use it for loan applications and underwriting by gathering W-2s and pay stubs and tax returns is good. You can use it for tax prep if you want to do document gathering that way. You could use it in bookkeeping, which is how we really started off this session. You could use it to gather information for legal purposes, for example, in divorce and bankruptcy filings. And it also gives you the supporting documentation for bill pay. So Brian was actually using both the accounting, bookkeeping, and bill pay as part of his positioning on this. So I think there's plenty of capability inside this product. And if you think about it, it is doing a combination of authentication, connecting to the service, and then pulling all these together or aggregating them together. And it's doing it pretty much or can do it through an API. It's probably important for you to know that the vendor has spent the money to get a SOC certification. So they've got a SOC 2 certification, which is important from a security perspective. And they are deploying bank level security with this particular service. Everything's encrypted with TLS and SSL encryption up to 256-bit AES, which again is pretty darn good.
And that's perfect, Randy. Now you also can integrate with some consumer-oriented services and some small business-oriented services to store your documents. So they can actually deliver documents. And the way they do it is they put it in a folder hierarchy by the name of the account. And so they'll deliver to Google Drive, which is what I use it with, FileThis Cloud, Evernote, Dropbox, Box, SmartVault, and FileThis Fetch. So again, you can also download the files directly to your own computer. So again, the SmartVault integration there is particularly interesting, I think, for many of our folks that are doing heavy bookkeeping that are using the SmartVault tool with QuickBooks Online, where it's really kind of the dominant document management application. When we talk about pricing, the pricing on this is pretty straightforward. They have a forever free plan that will check your documents once a week with up to 6 connections. There is a premium version that is $2 a month or $20 a year or $50 for 3 years that will check 12 connections once a week with a 1 gig of storage on their cloud. And then the ultimate version, which is what I have, is $5 a month, $50 a year, $125 for 3 years. It'll connect up to 30 connections. It runs daily. And so you will kind of have to run that one, I guess, if you want to update daily. It also gives you 10 gig of storage in their cloud. Again, creates well-named searchable PDF files. You get email notifications when the information comes in. It's just it's another one of these tools we talk about that gets rid of the problem of having to have clients bring paper envelopes with you with bank statements. You have to open them, you have to scan them, and then you have to get them into your DMS. With this, you just get them to log in, you set it up, and it just goes and slurps the information up from directly from the website. How much easier could that be?
Yeah, how much easier could it be? Well, this is not a product that we typically suspect you would just find. It is not super obvious if you just visit their website what they do, but as far as a practical tool, does its job well, is affordable, not very many competitors. This is the real deal. So, you know, co-founders of Brian Burson and Trent Brown have built a wonderful product on this. We recommend it highly to you.
Now, just so you know, it's not all rainbows and unicorns, okay? My TDS company, that's one of the most significant competitive local exchange carriers in the country, believe it or not, is not covered. And my water utility and my electric utility, which are both pseudo-government, very small pseudo-government organizations, are also not covered. Okay. So it's not a panacea, but it will solve the problems with the big banks, with your major organizations, your credit card companies, and so forth. So again, I strongly encourage you check this out. It's worth $5 a month just to have it go download everything I need from Amazon and put it into a folder for me. And with that, that's what we've got for this episode of the Technology Lab. Randy and I'd like to thank you for being here. I look forward to seeing you in the future at another upcoming episode.
Thanks to all of you. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.